From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Two similar tax cut proposals are being weighed by a Missouri Senate committee. Both would reduce the state income tax rates on individuals and corporations while raising the state's fuel tax and capping the amount of tax credits that can be issued each year. Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis opposes both bills, saying past tax cuts are costing Missouri needed revenue for K-12 schools, higher education, and health care. A Senate committee took no action on either proposal yesterday. Meanwhile, Governor Eric Greitens has postponed releasing his own tax cut proposal following allegations made public last week that he threatened to blackmail a woman he had an affair with 3 years ago. The Columbia City Council discussed a draft resolution last night that directs city manager Mike Mathis to design a program, timeline, and budget for the Columbia Police Department's transition to community-oriented policing. The Columbia Missourian reports the resolution describes this model as, quote, an approach to public safety that includes long-term patrol assignments in designated neighborhoods with time dedicated to building relationships in those communities. According to the resolution, early efforts involving community policing in parts of Columbia have led to communities seeing reductions in emergency calls and all categories of crime. The council scheduled a vote for the resolution for February 19th. Missouri educator pay continues to trail the national average, though teachers have made incremental gains. Ellie Moxley has the details.
Missouri teachers are making about $700 more than they did last year, but $9,000 less than the national average. The average classroom teacher in Missouri makes about $50,000 a year. The Missouri State Teachers Association compiles the annual report on teacher salaries. First-year teachers in four rural districts are making the state-mandated minimum for an educator with a bachelor's degree, $25,000. That's $19,000 less than teachers in the top-paid Clayton School District, says spokeswoman Aurora Meyer.
It also makes it difficult for districts to keep good teachers without adding additional benefits, and as a result, the students in the lower-paying districts can be left further and further behind.
I'm Ellie Moxley.
Missouri lawmakers say Governor Eric Greitens' admission that he had an extramarital affair is distracting from legislative efforts to change tax laws in the state. Republican Senator Bill Eigel said yesterday that it's up to the legislature to take the lead on taxes now. Last week, Greitens promised, quote, the boldest state tax reform in America during his State of the State address. But within hours of the speech ending, St. Louis television station KMOV reported the Republican governor had an affair in 2015 with his hairdresser. Eigel says the scandal distracts from Republicans' economic agenda, but he and others say they'll continue pushing for changes to tax policy. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.